Amani waits on Layla's doorstep, shifting nervously from one foot to another.
Will she even speak to me? Hello, Amani. Surprise!
Amani immediately hands over the beautiful bouquet and box of chocolates to Layla.
Amani? Assalamu alaikum, Mrs. Patel.
Walaikum salam, Amani. What a lovely surprise.
I hope the pun's intended.
Of course it is. Come on in. Danielle and Hamza will be overjoyed to see you.
Shamshir and Wasim are on the move. Wasim wonders why Shamshir is taking this case. As for Shamshir, he's determined to get the information from the woman.
Do you know who the woman is?
No.
Okay, so what's the plan?
We know her address.
What? So we just ring her doorbell?
Exactly.
Amani smiles at the offer to see her two favorite kids, but politely declines it.
Oh, Mrs. Patel, I would love to see them, but I have to get to work now.
Oh, sorry, yes. You best get going then. But come again, okay?
I'll pop in later, inshallah.
You do that, my dear. And jazakallah again for the gift.
Shamshir screeches the car to a halt, a few blocks away from the woman's address.
I thought we'd at least try a disguise. You didn't even change your clothes.
If you didn't post my pics on your blog, we wouldn't have this problem.
Shamshir gets out of the car and Wasim follows him. He walks down a quiet street and eventually turns around to face Wasim.
Are we here?
2 seats away, but this will do.
For what?
Punch me in the face.
Amani reaches her place of employment in the nick of time. She thanks Allah that she has one of the sweetest employers ever.
Sorry, I ran a little late.
Don't stress. You know what you need to do for the day, right?
Yes, yes. I'll get started immediately.
Amani?
Yes?
Remember not to...
Not to let anyone in without your permission?
Don't worry.
I won't.
I'll be in my study if you need anything. Okay.
Wasim looks at Shamshir and wonders if he heard him correctly.
Punch you?
Yes.
Punch me in the face.
Shamshir gestures to his left cheek again.
Didn't you hear me?
I always hear.
Punch me in the face.
See me? When you speaking. But it's usually subtext.
Oh, for the love of time, Simi.
Okay, you asked.
Shamshir punches Wasim in the face. Z. Zakia waits nervously, wondering what Bilal will say about looking after the twins. Bilal remains silent for a few minutes.
If you don't feel comfortable, I really don't mind, love. It's okay. I understand. Leila can afford a babysitter.
Love, don't be silly. The twins are innocent children. Of course I will love to have them here if their parents allow it.
Really? Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Jazakallah. You're the best husband I've ever had.
Hey, how many husbands did you have?
Ugh, you know what I mean, okay?
Well, since I'm the only one you've had, how can I not be the best?
As Wasim grunts in pain and reels from the blow, Shamshir shakes out his hand and then takes a deep breath, bracing himself. Wasim straightens up and immediately punches Shamshir.
Boys.
You mean men?
No, I mean boys. Boys use their fists for every little thing. Why are you all so violent?
Well, it's better than having a bunch of jealous ladies not talking to each other, right?
Just continue with the story.
Okay. Despite being left-handed, Wasim punches Shamshir with his right hand out of anger. The blow lands on Shamshir's left cheek, just as he wanted.
Oh.
Wasim turns away from Shamshir and flexes his knuckles. The blow seems to have hurt him more than it did to Shamshir. Shamshir straightens up and holds his fingers to the cut on his cheek.
Thank you. That was...
Shamshir's sentence remains incomplete. As Wasim sends another fist flying into Shamshir's stomach, Shamshir doubles over.
Ow! Okay. I think we're done now, Wasim.
You want to remember, Sid? I worked in a war zone.
As a doctor,
I had bad days.
As Amani works, she hears the muffled sound of a fight.
Is someone screaming?
Amani walks over to the window and looks into the street. The street seems empty. She returns to her work.
I'm sure I heard the sound of men fighting. Oh well.
Wasim begins to calm down and expresses his frustration at Shamshir.
Now, will you tell me what the heck you're doing by taking this friggin' case?
The information An-Nisa has will prove Tahir is Bob Hawks. I'm getting it to use against Tahir, not for him.
Why didn't you explain this to me earlier?
It was obvious.
Oh, come on. Not all of us are high-functioning sociopaths, you know. Come on, Sid. We could have avoided this first fight.
First fight? Sibi, the fight was bound to happen in any case.
No. What? Why?
For my disguise.
Just as Amani settles into her work again, she hears the intercom buzzing. She goes over to it and looks at the camera footage. Curious, she decides to answer.
Hello?
Shamshir stares into the camera, wide-eyed and flustered. Amani doesn't recognize him, but takes pity on the man who looks absolutely terrified.
Oh, sorry to disturb you. I've just been attacked. I think they took my wallet and my phone. Please, could you help me?
Amani fights back a giggle. The man seems to be quite a strange fellow, and she does pity him.
I can phone the police or ambulance if you want.
Thank you. Thank you. Could you please?
Sure.
Oh, and would you mind if I just waited here just till they come?
Give me a second.
Before letting Shamshir in, Amani goes to Ilham, asking her permission.
A man who's been attacked? Okay. I'll take care of it. You can go back to work. Thanks.
Ilham takes a single glance through the intercom's camera.
Why am I not surprised?
Meanwhile, an excited Zakia phones her sister.
Lails, we'd be overjoyed to look after the twins for a while.
Alhamdulillah. Thanks, Zax. Please tell Bilal I said Jazakallah.
Will do. Just speak to Tahir before you send them, okay?
Ilham puts on her niqab and allows Shamshir to enter.
She's in niqab. How can she allow him to enter?
Well, why do you think she lets him enter? You're a lady. Think.
I wouldn't let him in. Unless... Oh, man. Silly girl. She feels sorry for him, doesn't she?
Exactly.
Bummer. Why are our emotions always a weakness?
No, my love. Your emotions are a huge strength. It's only when we don't abide by Allah's instructions that it becomes a weakness.
Now that's food for thought. Okay, continue.
As Ilham opens the door, Shamshir immediately recognizes the eyes of his attacker.
Oh Allah, it's Ilham.
With everything on the line, Shamshir keeps up his charade, hoping Ilham hasn't recognized him.
Thank you. Jazakallah.
Just as Ilham gestures for him to come inside and take a seat, Wasim comes in from behind.
Excuse me, I saw the attack happen, but couldn't stop it fast enough.
Oh, yes.
I'm a doctor. I can help, if I may.
Shamshir looks at Ilham for permission.
Very well. Come in.
Do you have a first aid kit?
Yes. Come through.
A concerned Sahir discusses his case with Munir Ahmed.
Thanks, Munir. I really appreciate your help.
It's the least I can do.
I apologize for the strain this must place on your relationship with Shamshir. I just wish I knew why Shamshir hates me so fiercely. I always took him as my little brother.
Ah, well, Shamshir is a loner by nature. Don't take his behavior personally.
Yes, yes, yes. I try not to. But it's quite tough at times, man. I wish we could make peace.
Perhaps. One day you will. Tahir, I've been meaning to ask you something.
Yes? Yes, go ahead.
Ilham brings her first aid kit to the living room where Wasim and Shamshir are seated.
May I use your bathroom? I need some water, please.
You'll find some in the kitchen.
Wasim walks out of the living room. Ilham turns to Shamshir.
I don't think my assistant caught your name.
I'm so sorry.
The signature pause that comes before a lie.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's always hard to remember an alias when you've had a fright, isn't it?
Munir takes his chances and asks Tahir a question that's playing on his mind.
This information that this woman has, is it anything legally incriminating?
That depends on what you mean, Munir.
Well, you know, just in case Shamshir doesn't get it, I need to know if you'd be in trouble.
I'm not a criminal, Munir, but yes, it is legally incriminating.
How so?
You see, Munir, that information is an amana. It's the confidential info of my clients.
So it's not exactly your own personal information?
No, no. If it was my own information, I wouldn't care. She could have it. But like I said, it's an amana. And you know, I have to keep it safe. Because in Allah's court, it's legally binding.
That's very admirable of you. Let's hope Shamshir gets it.
I have full faith you will.
Shamshir's hopes are dashed as he realizes Ilham remembered him all along.
Shamshir Ismail Dindar, a.k.a. Sid, only consulting detective in the world. Do you know the problem with the disguise, Shamshir?
Do tell me.
No matter how hard you try, it's always a self-portrait. Now tell me, how are you going to prove my brother is Bob Hawks?
That's not why I'm here.
You're not the only expert at deductions.
Never said I was.
I know. You're here to take the information I have, and that's not going to happen. So, I'd like to know your plan B.
You're moderately smart, so you should realize that you've just implicated your brother with that statement. Ah, save us the time and give me the information. I know you want to.
How do you know what I want, Shamshir?
The same way I know that your brother is Bob Hawks, and that the evidence proving it is in every room.
Really? You haven't changed one bit.
And you've changed completely. You seem cleverer, less whiny, and the niqab suits you. Now people can notice you for your brain and not your looks. Very smart move, Ilham.
The point of niqab is to stay unnoticed.
Well then, either your niqab is faulty or you just don't know how to wear it properly.
I'm not giving you the information.
Yes, you're not giving it to me, but I will take it.
I wonder how, when you're not even looking for it.
Oh, I'll find it without even looking. Since we have a moment before I do, why are you protecting a criminal?
I thought you'd never ask.
What?
Tahir is not a criminal, Shamshir. He's a patient.
What?
After a week of not hearing from her husband, Layla plucks up the courage and decides to phone him.
I hope he finds it.
Can you please excuse me? My wife's calling.
Sure, go ahead.
Tahir steps out of the room to take Layla's call.
Layla, my love, is everything okay back home?
Tahir! Yes, yes, we all fine. Just missing you.
I know. I miss you all too. Just a few more days and I'll be home.
Inshallah. I was wondering, do you think we could take a break when you get home without the kids?
That's the best idea you've ever had, Layla. I'll make all the arrangements, okay?
Okay, will it be okay to leave the twins with my sister?
What kind of question is that? Of course. Why not?
Shamshir listens to everything Ilham has to say about Sahi's condition.
So, do you understand?
You think your brother suffers from dissociative identity disorder. You know this because you've discovered a criminal personality that belongs to him. But you're withholding this information from the authorities. Why?
Once this information gets out, Tahir will be implicated.
If Bob Hawks is his alias and not his alter ego, I assure you, the charges he'll face will be far worse.
If people know he has a mental disorder, an alter ego, it will ruin him more than any criminal charge. You know the stigma of mental illness in our society. Tahir won't survive that.
What's your plan, then?
I'm going to get him help as soon as possible. The best treatment available.
Good luck getting him to agree.
He will. He has no choice.
Ah, so that's why you're holding on to the information. You're using it to blackmail him into getting treatment.
It's the only way, okay?
How sweet. Too bad it's absolutely stupid.
Ilham stands up and glares at Shamshir.
We'll agree to disagree. I'm sorry you didn't get what you want, but now you need to leave.
Layla rushes to phone her sister.
Sai said yes.
Alhamdulillah, I'm so excited.
I know. I'm going shopping, then I'll drop by to see you, okay?
I'll keep the coffee ready.
Shamshir's frown turns into a smile as a moment later, the smoke alarm starts to beep instantly from the passage. Wasim had set light to a couple of cigarettes right next to the smoke detector. Ilham immediately looks at a vintage bookcase against the wall. Shamshir follows her gaze.
Thank you. Did you know that on hearing a smoke alarm, a mother would look towards a child? Amazing how danger exposes our priorities.
As Ilham watches in shock, Shamshir walks over to the cabinet and with a few skillful movements, he opens the bookcase. He looks inside and sure enough, finds a single USB among the many books. He picks it up and places it into his pocket.
All right, Simi, you can turn it off now. We're done here.
It's the wrong one.
It's the only one.
It's protected.
It was protected?
I can go to the police.
Ah, but you won't. Jazakallah, Ilham.
Ilham watches, frozen in horror, as Shamshir strolls out of the room.
I really am sorry for all of the trouble. Don't worry. We'll let ourselves out.
You disgust me.
You should tighten your securities, dear. Your brother is ill, just not mentally ill.
What?
Don't worry, dear. You'll thank me later. Salaam.
Ilham stares in shock as Shamshir and Wasim leave.
When did he get so nasty?
At a loss for words and action, she mindlessly strolls over to her bookcase. And that's when she sees it, lying where the USB was moments ago.
My infinity chain? Ach, Shamshir!
Much later that day, Shamshir strolls into Munir's office.
Where's Tahir?
Where's the information?
With me, of course.
Hand it over.
No ways! But here's a teaser, brother.
Shamshir shows Munir the evidence, incriminating pieces of Tahir's correspondence with his clients. The information clearly proves that Tahir organized, sponsored, and masterminded a number of criminal activities, all under the alias of Bob Hawks.
Ya Allah.
He's a consulting criminal. The Napoleon of crime. I told you, didn't I? Now, where is he? You can arrest him immediately.
Well...
He's gone, isn't he?
He was a client. I couldn't exactly hold him hostage.
Come on, Matt. Did you at least ask him where he's off to?
No, but he spoke to his wife. He must be at home. Where else could he go?